You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, it's Saturday night, and Ram Jam's always right. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next 2 hours, gang, digging the best obscure classic rock that you have never heard. And tonight, that means we are going to hear from Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Fanny, The Four Seasons. Yeah, The Four Seasons. You gotta. You won't believe it when you hear it. We're also going to travel around. We're going to go to Mexico to hear Grupo Cirillo. We're going to go to Turkey to hear Bunalim. And we're going to go to a bunch of other places. So without any further ado, let's get things started. This guy was not a guy. Dig it and dig it deep.
stand back, because I can't help it. You make me feel like that. So let yourself go. Oh, nothing is when you hear me knocking. Girl, let's begin. I'm a wizard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm the wizard. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I need you, girl, to hold on tight. We'll make love all through the night. But I want your body. It can't be no sin. And you need mine now. I wanna see all your skin. I'm a wizard. We'll be right back.
full of lies. We'll be right back.
That was Manfred Mann's Earth Band off their self-titled debut from 1972. We heard Please, Mrs. Henry by Bob Dylan. Because, you know, they had a big hit with the Mighty Quinn. Before that, Ike and Tina Turner and the Ikettes with Evil Man, a response song to the Larry Weiss song Evil Woman that we've heard done by Spooky Tooth were the first band to do it. And then I think we had a bunch of other people doing it. We had a bunch of people doing it, man. Anyway, Larry Weiss also wrote Rhinestone Cowboy. So there you go. And before that, we heard from a band called Atlee from California. We heard Dirty Old Man, and that is off of Flying a Head. Not a head, but Flying a Head. Prior to Atlee, we heard the greatest song in rock history. That is The Wizard by Blown Free. That's off the Maximum Rock and Roll album from 1973. Those guys were from Texas. And as regular listeners know, I love that song. I can't help it. I shouldn't, but I do. And we started that. No, we still have more. Before The Wizard, we heard Just a Game by Dirk Steffens. Dirk Steffens was the guitarist from Birth Control, who I play a lot, the German band. So we heard Just a Game off of The Seventh Step, which was an album he released in 1976. And then we started that long set off with Fanny, Blind Alley, off of Fanny Hill from 1972. And man, could they rock. Woo! All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang. And then Belinda comes in, Bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. And until then, we have more music coming at you. We are going down Argentine Way. And we're going to hear something from 1974. So if you were Argentina in 1974, you probably sounded like this.
Oh, your friend is best. cherry trees. You.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nimble fingers of Mr. Crap Duck on the kickoff.
Kick it off.
Yeah!
That was Geronimo from Germany with Number 5. That's off of Cosmic Blues from 1970. That band featured a drummer and vocalist by the name of, get ready for it, Ringo Funk. Before Ringo Funk, we heard Delaney and Bonnie et al., because there's like 30 million people in the title. We heard Where There's a Will, There's a Way, with some fine playing by Eric Clapton. And Delaney and Bonnie and Friends basically became Derek and the Dominoes, who became the All Things Must Pass guys and became the Bangladesh Concert guys. So there's a lot of good guys in there. Before those guys, we heard Earth, Wind, and Fire with Bad Tune. That is off their self-titled album from 1971. The Four Seasons gave us Idaho. That song actually hit 95 on the pop charts. That is off an incredibly bad album called The Genuine Imitation Life Gazette from 1969. Apparently, it was the most expensive album packaging produced up until that time. It was the first album to use a newspaper concept. So the whole thing's like a newspaper. And I guess they worked with the songwriter Jake Holmes on this album. And it was supposed to be them, you know, trying to compete with the late 60s psych stuff. And it does not work. Okay, and we started that set off way back when with Billy Bond y La Pasada with Estamos Hartos off of Volume 4 from 1974. And those guys were from Argentina. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11, then Belinda, 2 hours, silliest. Until then, music, 1972, Mexico, dig it deep.
Sıkıysa at taşı.